I don't think our stories on the news really went over a minute, maybe a minute and a half. And, you know, when you're telling a story in a minute and a half, it doesn't allow you to include as much nuance or analysis as you can in just a, you know, more straight news story. So the eyewitness was allowed us to go more in depth about an issue or a topic or a person. So, for instance, the first place where any information or news about Tina Brandon was broadcast was on Dyke TV. But the first people who went out and did a story on that was Susan Muska and Greta Olive's daughter. And so I'm certain that we did a news story when they first got out there, just a short piece. And then when they had time to cut something longer, we did an extensive piece that included interviews with, like, her ex. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they even interviewed the guy in jail who killed him or her. I think she still said she was her. So at any rate, that's sort of how it worked. I mean, we do sort of shorter stories in the news segments and then fleshed it out in Eyewitness, where we could go more extensively with interviews of participants or people who were affected, diving into the material more in depth.